You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think that you can listen to what Kerr said and then sort of the conversation we're having, because this is what I would say. And maybe Steve Kerr, while he can't say it in these words, maybe this is what he's getting at. At the same time, basically, I could say, the Warriors development program, is it perfect? Maybe not. Is that Steve Kerr's fault? My opinion, no. No, because I don't think that's his job. I don't think that's his job. And so this is furthering the conversation, in my opinion, in such a way. Whenever we talk about Jonathan Kuminga, whenever we read Shams's tweet from almost 2 years ago, everybody's pointing at Steve Kerr. And if the word is potential or development or whatever, again, my argument is that's not his job. Now, if you want to argue it a different way, Steve's a jerk because he won't give him minutes, and I think he should get minutes. That's a little bit of a different spin. If what you're saying is Jonathan playing 100% gives the Warriors their best chance to win tonight, I don't care about next year, which a lot of people seem to care about. And I know Jonathan does. For years now, he's cared about next year because right. Next year to him always holds a lot of dollars around it. But if your point is Steve's a dunderhead because he won't play that young guy, whoever it is, Jonathan or anyone else, and that young guy is clearly who gives the Warriors the best chance to win tonight's game, that's a different conversation. I don't hear a lot of people saying that. I don't think that's a thing. And I think that that's what Steve's job is, and I think that's what he's saying here. Take a listen, and then we can respond, and we'll take a lot of your calls.
I just think it's really important to collaborate with your staff and to encourage the young coaches to really bring a lot of ideas to the table. I really lean on my younger coaches. One of the ways the league is so different now is that we're now a developmental league. You know, when you came into the league, when I was in the league, we were already developed. You played for Coach K for 4 years. I played for Lute Olson for 4 years. We were ready. And the other part that was different was the schedule was different. So we'd have like 3 games in 4 nights. Then you'd have 4 days off. So you'd have 2 great practices. Now, the schedule is basically you play every other day all year long. We don't practice anymore. So we have to develop these 19-year-old kids who are coming into the league without much practice time. That has meant an entirely revamped kind of development program. And frankly, I'm not great with that. Like, I'm an older coach. I'm a disciple of Phil and Pop. And so I lean on the young guys to really install great development drills, decision-making stuff, things that I never did or knew how to teach. But the key is to figure that out and let the people who can do those things, let them do it and empower them. And I think that's how you progress.
I mean, I don't know how you, even if you don't like what's going on, I don't know how you can't like that comment. Like, he's I'm not very good at it. That's not right now what I'm here to do.
Well, that's what the fans are telling you. He's not really good at that.
Yeah, but that's not his job.
Right.
They're supposed to have other people who are good at that, and he's trying to empower them.
Well, and honestly, every coaching job and coaching staff has different responsibilities. If you go to Washington, for example, and you've got a younger team, your job as a coaching staff is not to grind for every single victory that you possibly can. Your
Correct.
Job is to develop the young people, get your young players better, develop a core, and, you know, work toward the future. And that's not where Steve Kerr is.
No,
with the Warriors.
And by the way, in many of those cases, you're helped by losing games. So you're incentivized to, quote, develop, which has an L in it.
Right.
Like you're incentivized.
W in development.
No. So that anyway, 888-957-9570. Let's hear from some of you on this. Chris in Sonoma. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Thank you guys for taking the call. Good afternoon. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing terrific. So this whole development thing, you know, NBA staffs, look how many coaches are on the Warriors staff. The job of the head coach is to delineate each coach's role. They got a lot of young guys who work with the players. That's the way the NBA works. That's the way colleges work. That's the way kind of high schools are working if you got a good high school team. But the thing about Kuminga is, in order to, quote, develop within a system of play, number one, I think it's up to the player to understand the system of play. And then number two, to embrace his role. And then number three, to show a willingness to fit in. So the Warriors' style of play, we all know, is based on supreme player movement, supreme ball movement. The ball doesn't stop. Cutting and screening, getting the best players the best shot available. You got the best player in the world on your team. It doesn't mean that you don't move the ball and become a ball stopper and average one assist a game. It doesn't mean that you don't show a motor and maybe get two rebounds a game when you're probably the strongest young guy on the court. And, you know, the guys that are showing a motor, and Dibbs, you just named four of them a little while ago. Moody, one of the great quotes of all time, when he came into the NBA at age 19, I chose to develop in the NBA. Well, he is. He is developing. Pajemski, he shows a motor. He takes charges. He sometimes he's out of control, but he shows that he cares. Guy Santos getting the most out of what he's got and earning the trust of his teammates. And then let's watch Quentin Post this year. I personally think big things are coming for that guy. So this whole thing with Kuminga not developing really irks me, because the player has to show that he's willing to do what he's being asked to do. And I don't see that happening with him. That's a problem.
Chris, thanks. It's a really interesting call. And I think it goes right up against, I want to read a text that we just had come in from 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Helping young players develop isn't the job of the head coach. Isn't that the definition of coaching? How is that not his responsibility, LOL? Well, let me try to explain it. No, that's not the definition of coaching. It might be the definition of one of the coaches or two of the coaches. It's not the job of the head coach, and let me go to one of the other teams in the Bay Area to help try to explain at least how I see it. Is it Bob Melvin's job to develop? I mean, baseball teams have an entire minor league system.
Yeah.
And somebody is in front of that system who is called the head of player development. But Bob Melvin's job is, once you're developed, get your butt out into the field and let's win the game tonight. So is it the definition of coaching? Sure. on one level, but Steve Kerr's not the only coach on the team.
Right.
He's the head coach. And if you're asking me if development is a major part of the head coach, no. I do not believe that. I do not believe that at all.
Depends on the team.
Kyle Shanahan has a defensive line coach who develops those young defensive linemen. Kyle's job, game plan, win game, period.
It just depends on the situation, honestly. Like, if you want to talk about the Carolina Panthers, yes, the majority of the job of the head coach and the offensive coordinator there is to develop their quarterback, Bryce Young. You use the first pick in the draft on your quarterback. Your team wasn't very good. And honestly, you're not in a Super Bowl or bust window. So your job as a coach is to develop your quarterback that you use the first pick overall upon. That's Carolina. If you go to Kansas City, their job, Andy Reid's job, is not to find the young players that they just drafted and develop them at the expense of veterans who might help you get back to the Super Bowl and win another Lombardi. So every coaching staff, every situation is different when it comes to development. And if you're the Warriors and you've got Steph and Draymond and now Jimmy Butler, three veterans who are near the end of their career, still fancying themselves in a championship window, your number one job is to put out the best team to win right now. Mm-hmm. The other piece of this that people fail to glom onto, and I think about Jordan Poole, development is a two-way street.
Thank you.
Jordan Poole gets relegated to Santa Cruz. He goes down there. He busts his ass. He gets better. He earns his way back up, and the rest is history. He got the bag. He's on his third team, whatever, but he's a real NBA player, and he will be for years to come because he got better. And development is a two-way street.
No doubt.
Marco Luciano has been in the minors for 8 years. He is good enough, talent-wise, to be a big league player, but he can't field. And when he gets to the bigs, he doesn't hit consistently. And so is that on the organization for not developing him?
Maybe.
They tried him at short. Yeah. They tried him at third. They tried him at first. He's been in the outfield. He's DH'd. He's had a good year this year, but he can't get himself to the spot where he gets elevated. It's a two-way street, Mark.
100%, and this is pro sports, which means – yes, there are large staffs, they are multi-billion dollar organizations, and they do have a responsibility as a group to develop their young players. But I don't see that by any stretch as something that makes the top five on the priority list of whoever's in charge. Whoever's in charge is, y'all let me know once you're fully ready to be one of the reasons we win the game tonight. And when you are, you're in. And until you are, you're not. And especially if you want to be one of these people who sort of bucks against how we're trying to develop you. And that, I think, for a lot of people, you may or may not sort of understand that I do think that is how the Warriors see this on a certain level. They see this as, what if we're trying to develop you? We're trying to tell you what needs to happen, and you won't do it. You keep doing it a different way. And I think that goes to the point you're making about a two-way street, because that does apply to JK. And that's just, I mean, that's an unfortunate truth, whether people want to hear that or not. That is a truth that he plays a different way sometimes than how they've asked him to play.
And I think that was part of the end of the Jordan Poole story, because he started playing a certain way that wasn't fitting with what they were trying to do as well. Even though he averaged 20 a game that year, the way he went about it was not the way that some of the vets were enjoying and thriving in playing. And so I think that, as well as, you know, the Draymond Green part of it, that was partly why he got shipped out.
Anthony Slater now with ESPN. I'm going to let you know here within about 6 minutes. We're just putting it together. But some comments on, quote unquote, the latest on JK. The latest on the situation with JK and the Warriors. It's not. I'm not going to tease this up and make it sound like, oh gosh, there's breaking news, but there is a little bit of a quirk in there that you're going to want to hear. We'll have that for you in just a couple minutes. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, and the Valkyries do play here in a half hour against the Chicago Sky. Go over to the app, search Valkyries, find their dedicated channel, and hear the game. All right, Trevor in Rohnert Park next up. Hi, Trev, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just, that guy, you know, I was listening to this guy calling in from Sonoma, And I don't think I could have made a better point than that. I just want to preface this by saying, or just put a bow on what he was saying, that I think we've seen what Kuminga can do, and it is on Kuminga to take that next step. It's not all on the coach. If I'm a player and I want more playing time, I'm not going to wait for somebody to develop my talents. I'm going to do what that coach is asking me to do, or that organization's asking me to do, so that I can get more playing time and maybe get more attention. So I don't think what Kuminga is doing right now with negotiating, if I was Kuminga's agent, I'd be telling him to take that deal for $45 million for 2 years and play it out. Because I honestly think that's the best he's going to get. If he takes that $7 million deal where he's just going to, where, I mean, I know the Warriors can't trade him. It's a bad deal for the Warriors if he goes ahead and does that. But I think he's kind of, you know, and he's kind of putting himself and the Warriors in a hard spot, because I don't see him being better than he is. So I don't know where everybody is coming in here and like blaming the coach or saying he's not getting enough playing time. He's put himself in that position. He hasn't given himself the opportunity to get more playing time. I really don't think so. When a guy goes off and has a good game one every four games, and that's really what it is. If you watch the Warriors enough, you might see Kuminga go ahead and have a great game one every four or five games. That's just not enough to call yourself a player that's worth the kind of money he's asking for.
Yeah.
And he, you know?
Yeah, Trevor. And the other part of it is, and Trevor, that's a great point, but also when he's not having one of those games that you're describing, are you an impactful, positive, helpful player in those other three nights? And that, I think, is where the frustration comes from. As far as the Warriors go, it's one thing if you go, okay, you got 23 tonight, nice, and we won. The next night you got 8, but you had 7 rebounds, you had 2 blocks and a steal, and you played nasty D. We'll take that over your 23-point night any day of the week.
Yeah, and then, by the way, the which contract would he take is kind of what Slater updated us on. Again, we'll let you hear that in just a minute. Let's go to Joshua in Livermore. Hi, Joshua. Thank you for calling.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Been a fan of the show since day one.
Thank you.
For 10 years.
Oh, boy.
I worked in many small teams. I have all the same dynamics that Steve Kerr has with his basketball teams. Seasoned veterans, mid-level guys, junior guys, some talent, hopefully talented I could level up someday. I always say the truism, my wife, she laughs at, 50% of the people are below average. Don't forget that. No matter what you want to do and how you want to help them and get them to there's reasons they're stuck below that 50%. I have the same type of people on my team, like Jonathan is to Steve right now, as he's not getting a fair shot. He's not getting the training. He's not getting developed. He's not getting the tools to be better, and I am not providing him, or my management staff is not providing him, because I'm in a role similar to Steve Kerr with a bunch of assistant coaches. But I do all these things. I promote the things. I listen to what he says. I get my company's HR involved to put plans in place to help him. But he doesn't listen to what we're saying and do the details I need him to do to be successful in his role. Dot the I's, cross the T's, do the job correctly in the high quality level that I need to consider him a talent that I'm going to tell my employer is someone we need to keep and retain and pay the big bucks, which is way cheaper, obviously, than basketball people. And if he's not going to be that person, he's got to go. Him being in there and him being dissatisfied and him being angry hurts everybody else in my small team. They don't want to say nothing, and they don't want to say nothing to me. But, you know, the rumors from what they say to other people gets up to me, and I know what's going on, and it affects them. At a certain point, you got to cut bait.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think Jonathan Kuminga's got to go. Has he got potential? Yes. But his head and his mindset is putting him behind the eight ball because he's refusing to listen.
Well, Jonathan, we want to get a lot of people in here. Thanks so much. I think we're heading, obviously, to kind of some sort of finality on what you're talking about. And the other thing that I think you're sort of mentioning, at least what I hear, which is a big part of this, is that in any business, there are levels to this.
Yep.
And whenever I hear any of the things that you might criticize Steve Kerr for, I get it because it's sports and he's in charge. He's the one out front. He's the face. He's got the word head in front of his name, coach. But, like, it's always fascinating to me. We talk about it as if the decisions that are being made by one person. And they're not. There are levels to this. There are plenty of voices. By the way, Steph Curry is one of those voices.
So is Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy and all the rest of it.
And beyond. Right. And so there are levels to responsibility, and then there are levels to the decisions that get made. And so this is not, by any stretch, this is not even close to something that is only Steve's opinion.
Of course. And, you know, developing young people is not a straight line thing. And I think about our boss and how he has, quote, developed young people. Spadoni goes from board op to doing the 5 a.m. show back when we were rocking the 5 a.m. show to getting on the air, and now he's on the morning show. And Evan and Grandy, they're not only filling hosts, but they're doing pre and post and all the rest of it. And so, you know, you look across the board and the wave behind them, whether it's Carter Chickering and Zach Green, and, you know, you got Cam and you got Risotto and all these other people who are coming up, and there's going to be other people behind them as well.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I just got a tweet that just came across.
Is it breaking?
No, it's from Grandy. I have lost faith in Matt Nahagian to be in charge of my future and me rising to my full potential. That's out there. That's out there, Grandy. Mm. We'll call Shams.
Yeah.
We'll let him know.
Let him know.
He cannot be that guy.
Yeah. Well.
It's pretty funny, but yeah. Anyway,
it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Not to butter up the boss, but that's what developing young people looks like. But the reason why it worked is because these guys were given opportunity and they did what he asked them to do.
And they did what he asked them to do.
Right. It's, hey guys, we need you to do the Bay Area Panthers. We need you to do play-by-play for the Bay Area Panthers. And they both are like, sure, okay. We'll split the gig.
Yeah.
And so they split the gig doing indoor football. And it's, you know, doing Warriors pre and post, and it's doing the Sunday show with Lo Neal. Whatever it is, you step up and you do it, and you get developed.
You want to hear it?
Kinda.
NBA Today on ESPN.
Wait, who's this from?
Slates.
Thank you.
Kuminga, contract dollars, what will he choose? Here's the latest.
People can, you know, question whether Jonathan Kuminga will willingly not take $14 million more, you know, and take the 2-year $45 million deal. But you talk to people around him and he's pretty dug in. Like, if this is going to be the best offer, if 2 for $45 with the team option is going to be the best offer, he will see them in training camp on a $7.9 million expiring qualifying offer, which includes a no trade clause, because he wants either to be viewed as more of a building block, or he wants his freedom, you know, his control of his future. And the qualifying offer, while less money, gives him control of his future.
Okay, so again, I want to remind everybody, just so you understand, this isn't as simple as would you take 7.9 for 1 year, or would you take 2 and 45 for 2 years, but the team gets control of that second year?
Janet Jackson.
This goes way, way deeper than that. And it goes way deeper than that for this reason. The qualifying offer represents what is, in effect, a no-trade clause. So it means that the Warriors cannot trade him without his permission during that year. And following that year, he would immediately become an unrestricted free agent. I know it may not sound like it, but within the industry, that's a nuclear option. That isn't just, oh, I'd like to control my future, so I'll take $8 million. That's not that simple. Believe you me, along with taking that $8 million, it is akin to Jonathan riding into training camp on a motorcycle with both of his middle fingers up.
Oh, boy.
That's what it is. Now, conversely, the Warriors saying, we have cut off all sign and trade talks, and our final offer is 2 years, $45 million, and we will be in complete control of that second year. Whether we would like to keep you or not, that will be totally up to us. Is also arriving at training camp with your middle fingers up. That's where we sit, where both sides are currently flipping one another off and sitting there going, who's going to lower their fingers first? That's where we are. And all of these other players that the Warriors have supposedly already got on standby, Al Horford, De'Anthony Melton, etc., that all affects them and whether or not the Warriors can have them next year. And so that's why, to go back to the point that I made a handful of weeks ago, I do not believe that this can get to October and have everybody just still staring at each other and question whether Jonathan would actually do that. Because even if he does, I then think he arrives, there's tension, it's toxic, everybody's mad, season screwed. That's the way I see it.
Well, there's many ways you can navigate that. And one way would be you get to a point where you realize that he is really dug in on playing under the qualifying offer. So you say, fine, 2 years and 45 is off the table. You sign Horford, you sign Melton, and Kuminga's going to play on 7.9. Kuminga comes in, and you say, all right, JK, I'm glad you're here. We're going to reassign you to Santa Cruz. We're going to have you go ahead and play with the Warriors and, you know, go ahead and sharpen your game down there. And maybe we'll recall you at some point this year and you just go forward without Kuminga, thereby largely tanking his value. If he wants to come in, like you said, with middle fingers in the air, the Warriors still have a measure of control as to how they want to utilize the player and how they want to allow him to either develop or not develop.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.